Okay, So the Torah tells us, Parshas Bo, Barishon, Ba'arba, Asar Yom Lachodesh, Ba'erev, Ochlu Matzahs, Ayom Echad Esrim Lachodesh, Ba'erev. It's interesting. Everyone says, you know, what's the mocker for eating matzah the first night of Pesach? Ba'erev Tochlu Matzahs. There is no such pasuk, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzahs. Erev is really going back on Lachodesh, but Erev, Tama, Tochlu Matzahs. It's not, there's no pasuk that says really by Erev Tochlu Matzahs. It's by Erev Kama, and then, so it's a drasha. Chazal understood that you read it, Ilu it's saying by Erev Tochlu Matzahs. Because you have, whatever the trap, that's by the way it is there, is by Erev is a psik.
But just 7 days.
Yeah, right. All it says in the Torah is that you're eating barishon, like you said, barishon barba so yom lachodesh ba'erev tochlu matzos. But there's no pasuk. You see, if you only learn Gemara and you never learn the Chumash, you'll see that there's no such real pasuk that says that. But Chazal darshan the pasuk to mean it that way, that it's ba'erev. Because Be'erev is going back on Chodesh, not going back on Tochlu. So Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Okay, good. Then we have another pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which says, Lo sochol of chometz, shivas yomim tochol of lechem oini. You have to eat lechem oini. Chipozon yotzos of Me'erz Mitzrayim, matiskos yom tzeitz chometz Mitzrayim choyim mechayat. So here, the Torah speaks about lechem oini. But it's interesting that this pasuk is in Re'eh. This is not in Bo. The word lechem oini doesn't appear in Parshas Bo. So what's here in Parshas Re'eh? Parshas Re'eh, it's in the context of Korban Pesach. It says, Zavachta Pesach. And lo sochol of chametz, shiras yomim tochol of matzos lechem oini. So lechem oini pashas means it can't be matzah shira. It means it has to be with water. It can't be with fruit. Right. Let of friction, and we understand it to mean that it. Oh. So. The Ran has a kasha in Masechta Sukkot on page 8. Yishichach Nira, Dr. Ran on page 8. I'm making it, you know, skip me the pages that will self understood because of the delay. But he says, Lefichach Nira, the Masha. Page 8 in the Ran, where I put the bracket there on the third wide line at the end. Ficha nira demashach idish hakosid b'leil yontav rishon shal pesach v'di b'erv tochul matzos. The Ran is bothered by the following question. Why do you need a gzeres hakosid of b'erv tochul matzos, right? Why do you need a gzeres hakosid of b'erv tochul matzos if anyway you have to eat the yontav meal? It's yontav. So yontav, it would be not Pesach, we would eat bread. So we eat matzah. So we have to eat matzah anyway else yontav. So what do you need a gzeiras hakosuv of berev tochlu matzahs? You hear the kasha? Kasha is like this. We have a special, we understood, Chazal understood berev tochlu matzahs is a gzeiras hakosuv, it's a mitzvah of achilas matzah the night of Pesach, right? But and without that pasuk, you wouldn't know, right? But why? It's yontif. So yontif, yeah, if it would be sukkahs, we would eat a meal also. If it was, we eat a meal also. So you have to eat al yontif. So what do I need in the Gezeiras HaKosuv that you have to eat matzah, Torah's matzah's mitzvah? You're going to have to eat matzah anyway because it's the first night of Yom Tov. So what do you need?
Let's say you don't want to eat. Let's say you don't want
to
eat.
So you don't want to eat. You have to eat. What about Shabbos? You have to eat the meal. What do you mean? You have it just like on Shabbos we eat and Yom Tov we eat. So we eat.
Not being
able to
pack yourself
without
this
suit. Usually you eat. It's a
you pack yourself. You don't want to eat. You pack yourself without it.
Well,
it's not like Shabbos, and then you're like,
no, no, that's Kiddush. That's Kiddush. That's Kiddush.
You have to eat.
You're mixing it up with Kiddush.
What about on Shabbos? You can have could theoretically have possible by the kisman in sufficient quantity that it constitutes a suit.
So that's what they're on basically.
Okay.
You know, whereas on Pesach, it's not like you can fill yourself with matzah brei or you know, something else that's not matzahs per se. You gotta fulfill, you know, your suda with
mamash. So look what he says. Because a few of matzah shira. Because that's what you say. Meaning, today we don't eat, Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira and Pesach. Sfardim still eat matzah shira and Pesach, egg matzahs. Ashkenazim don't. But it's a machlok is rishonim. But you're saying like this, if it wouldn't have been for the Gzeiras HaKosuv, it would just be the din of Yom Tov. If it does mean the din of Yom Tov, I would be able to lay the chashash of the Ashkenazim of chametz. I'd be able to eat the first night. I'd eat, egg matzah.
What's matzah?
Because the Gemara says may peris ein machmitz, right? But Rashi shita is that means ein machmitz im chametz gomor, but it still could be chametz nuksha. So therefore, you have to be choshish that it can become.
So then, then what do you need that pasuk for? And if you're saying that we're taking matzah shira out of the picture,
so that's what he's saying. So he's saying that's if it wouldn't have been a gzeiras HaKosuv of tochu matzahs. No, but that's because we accept that shita. But if you don't hold from,
I'm asking you to cash out the shita.
But you don't have to put this shita together with that shita. You know what Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig said a good word. He said, what's pilpul? Mm-hmm. Pilpul is that everyone assumes everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. Mm-hmm. But this Ram doesn't have to assume like that Rashi. Mm-hmm. Understand? The pilpul is you put everything together and then you make a kash and a kash and a kash.
Collective thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. What about Matsushiro?
Oh, so you're saying that maybe you wouldn't... Oh, that's a possibility also. That maybe mitzad yontif, it wouldn't have to be shmur and l'shem mitzvah. It would just be that it's not chometz. Okay, let's see. Oh, so this kasha that the Ran says... There's a Ran gives a teretz, one teretz is kasha. But then in the Hisoros Tshuva, the Chasam Sofer at Einagol, he wants to say another teretz to this kasha. Page 12. So he says like this. He wants to say a Kiddush. We don't really assume like this that this Kiddush. But that's what he says. The stapakti of Shim and the Sfirle of Shachim, he of matzah was manazay yafinim b'tziv by erev tochu matzahs. Right, that's the pasuk in Re'eh. Hey Sfirle the Rav Hashem. Hey Mavur Hashem b'vraisa. Im yotzim b'manazay the lekha korban pesach with matzah shir. See that whole parsha. In Re'eh is talking about when there was a Korban Pesach. And then it says, so he says, it could be that the whole din of lechem oini is only vasisa pesach shivas tov mitochol of matzos lechem oini. Nearby, the lechem oini kaya carbon pesach, and the davka it's achilas carbon pesach tzarich lechem oini. Halol bezman the leka pesach, and that's the chivas from the berav tochol matzos. Doesn't say lechem oini. So efshe the minatar yotzim gam b'matzah shira. So he says that maybe midrashi yotzim because maybe the pasuk the chiddush haTorah of lechem oini is only parshas rei. It doesn't say it in parshas bo. Parshas bo is where the source of this mitzvah is berav tochol matzos. Lechem oini, when it says lechem oini, when we learn out that you can't have matzah shira, that's only in parshas rei. Where it discusses the Korban Pesach in that pasuk, so he says that maybe that if there's no Korban Pesach midaraisa, you could even be yotze with matzah shira, and that's why. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me. Oh, so that's the first thing he says. Maybe he could say like that. But he said, so that was the first thing he says. So he says like this. Well, so he says like this. Now he gets back to the kasha. So that's the first chiddush that he's saying. Forget the kasha in general. He's saying a chiddush that lechem oini. Maybe it's only when there's a Korban Pesach. Maybe there's no Korban Pesach, there's no lechem oini.
Playing close to this business, whenever I get in there finally.
He says, Hinei yesh lahakshos, page 13, on the bottom right. Hinei yesh lahakshos kushi chamura. In Pesach Shom Siyul, it learns that the Noshim Chayovitz Bachil is Matza, Hekesh lo chol of Chomitz, Chol sheyesh lo bal tocho Chomitz, yesh lo bachil is Matza. Fani Noshim Nam, Hol yesh lo bal tocho Chomitz, yesh lo bachil is Matza, etc. So he says, if you learn out the Noshim of Chayiv and Matzah from the Hekesh of the Sochol of Chometz, Kol Sheish no Bal Tocho Chometz, Sheish no Bachil Matzah, that was the Hekesh between Matzah and Chometz. So women can't eat Chometz, they have to eat Matzah. But Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda don't learn out from that pasuk. So how do they know that women are Chayiv and Achilas Matzah? Isn't it mitzvah sesei shazman grama? Yishliyashel opimashe ikshe aran. So they says now he's going with the Ron's kasha. Why do we need pasuk by erev tochli matzos? Are you chayev to eat matzah because of yontif? So the Ron says we saw the mitzad yontif yotzi in matzah shira. Well, because of chayev dafka b'matzah aniyah. But alfimashe kasadnu b'zman hazeh the leka pesach. Yotzi b'matzah shira, but he's saying, but b'zmana hazeh, there's a big kiddush that he said, that you really, b'zmana hazeh, you can be yotzi b'matzah shira. Ashkenazim will have a, Ashkenazim won't be able to do it practically because of a chashash chimutz, but besides that shita, Svarim are still eating, but they're not eating it for the mitzvah of the Pesach night. Even Svarim won't be yotze the mitzvah. But he says, but maybe yeah. But his chiddush is even Svarim can be yotze bezman hazeh because maybe the lechem oini is only in the parsha of Korban Pesach in Rei. So, but he says, but if you say so if you say like that, then bezman hazeh there's no din of could even be yotze with matzah shira. So then it's no different than the chiyuv yontif. The chiyuv yontif you could be yotze with matzah shira, and the chiyuv of the matzah you could be yotze with the matzah shira. So what do we mean this special pasuk? Well, berav tochol matzos. You should, yeah, okay. Nireg v'yashiv. So he wants to say another answer that the whole chiddush of berav tochol matzos is for women. Wow, murder l'chay noshim. Because for men, you don't need it. The men, they have to eat matzah because they have to eat for yontif anyway. So what do you need a gezeiras hakasuf?
It's the same man grammar, whether it's
No, but then you can. But then you can have a replay, a special gzeiros hakosim, that even though it's a zman grama, a special gzeiros hakosim, that they, sometimes women would be mechayiv in zman grama because there's a special reason that trumps the zman grama, like tefillah. Right.
Women
are mechayiv in
tefillah. Women are mechayiv in tefillah once a day.
Women are chayim in tefillah.
So once a day.
Without shavuos.
Shavuos.
Meal. Women.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Yes.
Why? So then what's...
So what do you need this for? If you, the women are chayim the yantif meal on Shabbos and chayim the yantif meal on shavuos, what do they need this for? This is the same
problem. No, so you're saying that... Yeah, 1 second.
Yeah, that was my question.
That yantif meal, he says... But he says, mitzvah my grandma, right? Okay, nira liyashuk. The rabbi says, "Where talk about chayin noshim? The mainu indi lo noshim, the mainu indi lo bachilas mats." Oh, if you also spoil the female because of a going rabbi Kivega, the noshim in chayov is left hook zayt pass beyond. This is what's happened to rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says that's the first truth of rabbi Kivega. That women, well, if a woman forgets the aliyah yovel in benching on yontif, they don't have to go back because then they're not maybe chayiv in sudas yontif, which is a mitzvah.
Very well.
Yeah. Ah, the Shabbos they chayiv because ocher b'shomer. This is chira l'shmir. Well, yontif according to Rabbi Chivega, we all go to the lake of Hekesha. There's no hekesh by yontif. They're not chayiv. So therefore, they shouldn't be chayiv matzah either. The mitzvah says as well. So by matzah, there's gzeiros hakosam. So it's not there. In other words, if you hold, the Ran says his teretz that the chiddush is that you should use lechemoni. But the Soros Shuv asks, but I hold lechemoni is only when there's a korban pesach. So the Ran's teretz is not going to work out. So he's saying another teretz that what? That the whole be'erv tochel matzahs is for women. You can tell that to the women. The whole pasuk, the famous pasuk Berv Tochu Matzahs, is only meant for the women, because for the men they chayiv anyway al Sudas Yontif.
Rabbi, what's the marker for Sudas Yontif at night?
Because why Sudas Yontif is one meal a day, one meal a night.
What happened to just the general afhein hayu v'otoh hanefs?
Yeah, so that's a question when you say when. When do you say Afhein Hayu Mazon? Maybe it's only by the Rav. Yeah, that's a separate question. Well, so now he's going to give another teretz. Now he's going to give. So he, the Rav gave a teretz that it's the Mechayiv even Lechem Oini. That's the Kiddush. It shouldn't be Matzah Shir. That's the Kiddush of Merv Tokhlu Matzahs. The Soros Shuvah's first teretz is it's Mechayiv Noshim, because otherwise it would be a Mitzvah Sesei Shazman Grama. And now a third teretz. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You're not allowed to do a bunch of mitzvahs at one time.
Package,
yeah. The Gemara learns that out by Sota, that you can't be mashke shnei sotos echad. You can't do two evan ivries, and we don't do two bris milas at the same time. I once got a kibbut at the bris mila of twins. My kibbut was to say a dvar Torah between the two milas, that should be a hefsek between the two milas.
So that, why do you need the hefsek between the two milas?
Chavilas.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to. Yeah.
Don't
make
it
yeah. You should know the Yerushalmi says an unbelievable thing. I probably maybe said it over once in this year. And the Zemogen Avraham has a thing, why don't we follow this Yerushalmi? You know what the Yerushalmi says? Yerushalmi says, with the Dalet Parshis or whatever, whenever you have to take out two Sifrei Torah, like Shabbos Chanukah, and you should take one at a time. Take one Torah out, read, put it back, take the other Torah.
Put it back for us before you take out the other one.
Yeah.
For the brisk, you should delay a brisk.
Are you hot there? It's good.
You should
delay 5 minutes.
1 second.
So
what's
the delay? Delay. You have to different day. You're delaying a brisk.
What's the reason why we don't follow this Yerushalmi?
That's the question. Why do we follow this Yerushalmi?
Why don't we?
So the Magen Avraham says the reason why we don't is because we hold the Iker Hadin is that you not to do two things at a time, to do the mitzvah, not to do to that two moilim to do it, but you can talk and bring it in at the same time. But we're machmir not even to bring it in at the same time. The question is mitzvah chavil, chavil is a din, not to do the mitzvah at the same time or to bring in the mitzvah at the same time. So we hold that mikra din you can bring in at the same time as long as you don't do, in other words, you could technically bring the two babies into shul at the same time, according to the Taisvis. It says you shouldn't do, you shouldn't get two moilim and to do the chituch at the same time. That's what, but bringing in the Sefer Torah is not doing the mitzvah, it's like bringing in the babies. Even though we're machmir not to even bring in the babies sometimes. Yeah, it's like Havah, the Havah. Pater. Oh, so he says, so that's the pshat. So some hold you have to eat Shnei Kizesim and then Pesach night. Kizayis Echad Shal HaMoitzi, Mishu Mitzvah Yontif, and then all Kizayis Mishu Merv Tochlu Matzos. So that's why, the reason why you can't do it, why you need a special Kizayis HaKashuv, is to say there's two separate mitzvahs, and you should have to do it Zeh Achazeh.
So that's
what? So that's why some hold you have the two Kizayisim.
What about Alfred Coleman? Isn't that
right,
the second
disease? When you're making the matzah, you're eating. So that's so therefore that's the reason. Because if you would only have a pasuk, the din of Sudas Yontif, and you want to be Yotzei Sudas Yontif, and with that one kizayis, that would be a violation of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilas.
But maybe you can't. You think it's
going to be massive? Now let's get the. So that's the third terrace.
The Baal Bais gives out both the Marcus Smith and the Mishnah, making the Mishnah at the same time and passes it out.
Right.
Aura,
right. So he's saying maybe the Jun, maybe you should eat it separately.
Pass it out and eat it, then pass it out again?
Except or pass both out and then just eat them separately.
Rabbi, why isn't it mitzvahs chavilas chavilas when you are yotzei both kiddush and the first kos by drinking the same kos?
Because the first kos is kiddush.
Yeah, but when
you're drinking it, so that is the kos. The first kos is the kos of kiddush.
Right? How is that not like the mekadesh after drinking? I was going to say, let's say Mekadesh. Someone has to drink when they're Mekadesh.
Right.
And then they're drinking the same kos, the Biyotze, both Kiddush and the first kos.
Right, because the first kos is the kos of Kiddush.
Right, to have that not mitzvah, so good, so good.
No, because it's not. In other words, the first kos is Kiddush. First kos is Kiddush. Like the third coast is Birkas Hamazon, you know, is Birkas Hamazon. So you're right. We're using it to the series of the four, but that is the Dakistic. But I think but now he's going to give a fourth teretz. What's the fourth teretz? Oh, Yeshu Yashem V'Mashukol Is B'Shulchanor Misha Mazik Lo Achila B'Shabbos. If a person. We can look up this din of Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. On page 9. Yesh Omer She'Odom She'Mazik Lo Ha'Achila. A person doesn't enjoy to eat. Most people I know enjoy eating.
Mm-hmm.
But you have somebody who doesn't enjoy eating, where it's Mazik Lo Ha'Achila. As Oneg Hu Lo She'Lo Lechol Lo Yochol. This is not a mitzvah achila. It's a mitzvah oinik Shabbos. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. He says the only mitzvah left was man hazeh, that is a mitzvah achila, is kedayis matzah b'lel seder.
Why?
Because everything else, we don't have truma b'zman hazeh, we don't have kachim b'zman hazeh. So what do we have? We have Suda Shabbos. That's not a mitzvah achila. It's a mitzvah oinik. And if it's not oinik, you don't have to eat.
The only mitzvah
achila we have left.
Even if you don't enjoy your
Oh, so that's what he's going to say. One second. Because sukkah is the might be the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Right, but it's a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. It's not a mitzvah chila.
What about mar?
That's a derabban. Derabban. Mr. Darais. So, oh, yeah, shliyashem, we must use the shulchan aruch. Let me show mazik lo achila. The Shabbos potter kevin she'ena oneg lo. What is she'achila d'chai bo mitzat simcha? And yontif is simcha. Shita. If you're not going to enjoy it, you don't have simcha. Shita, yes, no tzar. Mizeh she'enu chai lechol. Hey, asikra, erev tochlu matzos, the avo pikin, you don't enjoy the matzah. You don't enjoy the matzah? Chai lechol. Too bad. And that, and so if you only had the mitzah of oneg, oneg yantif, simchas yantif, whatever, simchas yantif, then it's only if you enjoy the matzah would you have to do it. But comes the pasuk of Tochlu Matzos, does he have to do it either way? Next week we're going to talk about what is he going to get sick from. Now, see, you don't enjoy it. What is he going to get sick? Like today, every second person says, "Oh, I'm celiac. I'm celiac. I'm celiac disease." That's what they write in the Cheerios boxes today. That there's no gluten free, good for right for celiac. So some hold that that you can have old matzah, and others hold that oats is not. Because that's the one conversation I ever had with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is about the oats.
What's the shot of the oats?
Whether the oats are chameshus mina dogan or not.
Said yes.
He holds yes.
It's spelled.
Yeah, most people yes. Some hold no. So if you hold it is, so then you can be the celiac people can take the oats. But if you hold the so if you look at a picture of oats, you'll see it's very different than the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is good. And the others. The other side is that it also is not. If you look, I once gave a shiur when we learned brachas here years ago. I have a shiur. Look, yeah, that's why I right. I'm cautious that it is. I won't keep oats in the house on Pesach.
Why?
Because of my chashash chimutz. But I wouldn't use oat necessarily oat matzah because it's a child. But oh, so he says that's the chiddush. The chiddush of the erev tochlu matzahs. Even though I don't enjoy matzah, I'm not celiac, but I don't enjoy it. So I'll tell a yontif I would be potter. Simple yontif I would be potter. But comes from the Zeres HaKosso, Berek Tuchu Matzahs, you still have to eat. Next week's Shir, Bez Hashem, we'll talk about if you're going to get sick. How far do you go?
It's just the first desire.
Wow.
Typically, fasting is one of the best things.
Yeah.
It's intermediate fasting.
Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're not feeling well and you enjoy to fast more than to eat, then you can fast on Shabbos. But not for matzah. Matzah, unless the matzah itself is going to cause you. Like the people of Syria, their mamash, they can have. Yeah, abrakosis. Yeah, we'll see.
Is that just from that?
The women are also chayv in shalashuras, three meals.
Is the mitzvah of chil even if there's no oneg chayv only for kedayis or kabeisa or more?
It's chayv for mitzvah matzah.
Which is how much.
And that's what. So we have four terutzim to this kasha. See, four kashas, four to four. Isaac, you have four kashas. Now we have four terutz.
What's the last tari?
So let me just review all the four. Why do you need exeris akasuv to eat erev tarech chumatzos? You have to eat al tziyantif. So number one, no. Al tziyantif, maybe it could be matzah shira. This has to be lechemar. That's one. The second teretz is what?
Nashim.
That was the second or third.
Third.
What was the second teretz? The second teretz was what? What was the second teretz? Let's say the Noshim parents. Yeah, the Noshim parents. For Noshim. It could be a mitzvah sensation as one grandma. The other suit, Rabbi Kivegi says, Taka women are a potter from mitzvah suit on Yontif. So, Be'er Tochul Matzah is for Noshim. The third parents is that no, you need a special Xeris Akosov, so it won't be for Chavilas Chavilas. So, you have one. And another, the matzah. And the fourth one is the chiddush is that if somebody's not well, he doesn't enjoy the matzah. He doesn't have any simcha from it. So if the whole pasuk would have been from oneg or simcha, he would be potter. Problems with erev tochul matzahs that you have to eat matzah even if you don't enjoy it. So those are the four terutzim to this kasha. Okay, so I apologize, I came a little late. It was honest. Like you said, Rabbi Rishon. So next week, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the final of the Shir of this man. It'll also be a Pesach about the Shaila, about the person getting sick and how much money do you have to spend for a mitzvah and things like that. So Be'ez Hashem, that'll be next Wednesday. Bez Hashem, see after the Shema. Okay, it's good to see you, Harav Abito, Rav Meir, Rav Adam. Good to see you all.
Okay, good enough.
Good enough. We have a good minute.